Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you know what? This week, three people already have asked me where Stupor Street is. They've just been walking past Radio 1 and they're like, hey, mate, hey, Scott. I'm like, hey, you right? And they're like, can you tell me, right, where is Stupor Street? And I will never disclose that information. I won't. It's not far from where you were standing, if you asked me, outside Radio 1, but I cannot tell you the exact location of Stupor Street. So that's what I've been saying to all of them all week. I'm sorry, but I can't reveal it. So don't bother asking me, I will never say. Someone's been on saying, hey Mills, now the summer's over. Oh, don't say that.
It is, though.
Yeah, it is. We can finally play Christmas songs. And me and Chris, hi.
Hi.
We're talking about this today. A couple of his mates, who are like bosses of companies and stuff, are arranging their Christmas do's today. It seems to be, now that like September's on, people are like, oh, what are you going to do for our Christmas do? I bet there are people listening right now that are organising what their work's do is going to be and where's it going to be and what they're going to do this year. So, does that mean we can start playing Christmas songs? If people are organising their Christmas do, surely it's time we can sneak one on.
I just don't think you should peak too soon.
It's September, it's nearly Christmas. Come on. What do we think, everyone? Let me know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Another word that I have an absolute hatred of, along with bubbly, you know that one? Mm. And hubby, hate that. Someone's just texted in another one that I've remembered. I'll tell you in a minute. Ugh.
I know exactly what it is.
Go.
Crimbo.
Oh, no, I hate that one as well, but it's not that. I'll tell you now. Leanne texted in, off to Cyprus for a week, on her holly bobs.
What's that?
Holly bobs.
The thing is, how could you... You say you hate it, but that's the first time I've ever heard that word.
Loads of people say it.
Do they?
I'm off on my holly bobs.
I think it's quite cute.
No. Sorry, I just don't like it.
I texted you earlier saying Coolio and was a bit disgusted at myself.
Yeah, you should be all sorts of upset about that. Coolio. Okay, time for Dear Scott now. I'm actually in a good mood today. It's just not coming across at the moment. Here's the Posh Radio 4 lady with what you've been saying this week.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and TOTDS, I know how you hate confrontation and embarrassment,
yep.
And I just wondered where you stand on telling people embarrassing things, such as your flies are undone, you are dragging toilet paper on your shoe, or you have an eye bogey. Would you rather let the person wander around the whole day in a dishevelled state? I think I would tell someone if they had, say, pen on their face, but not dry, crusty food or snot. Is that selfish? What do you think? Love you, bye. Rachel, off of Ireland. 5'7" and 9 stone. TMI?
No, good detail. I would never tell anyone that.
Now, this happens quite a lot to me in the office because one of the bosses here has these jeans and the flies are permanently undone.
Is that...
Yeah. You know the one. Have you noticed it as well?
Yes.
Now, how do you tell your boss? I told him once, and then I thought, actually, do you know what? I can't keep telling you. This is weird. It's going to look like I'm a total perv.
Mm. Because if you notice once, it's like, oh, I've noticed again. Oh, I've noticed again. And then he just gets the wrong idea.
Do you think the zip's broken or what?
I don't know. Actually, I've got the same problem with these today, but you haven't noticed.
No, I don't. I don't.
How rude.
But this morning, when Chris came into work... I didn't notice, I had noticed, but I didn't tell him that he had white stuff all around his mouth.
Toothpaste.
Oh. No, I don't tell people because I hate...
But then it's embarrassing when Mel did tell him. It was embarrassing because he looked at me and went, why didn't you tell me? And I lied to you at the time, Chris, and said I hadn't noticed, but I had because you couldn't miss it.
Even if I'm speaking to someone who's got the biggest bogey, like on the side of their face, I won't tell them because it's confrontation in my book.
Do you remember when we did the What's Occurring and you had, don't try this at home, obviously, but you had that piece of sweet corn taped just to the inside of your nostril?
Yeah, to see if anyone would say anything.
And it was surprising the amount of people that didn't bat an eyelid.
I wouldn't do it because I'm just worried about what they'll say back. I don't like the awkwardness of it. You know what I'm like. I hate things like that. Next!
Hey, Scott. While at Reading Festival, I happened to fall asleep with my feet sticking out of the tent, only to awake to find someone trying to steal my wellies off me while I was still wearing them. Are Wellington boot prices so ridiculous nowadays that these randomers couldn't afford their own? Should I be scared for the sake of my beloved footwear in the future? To their credit, my wellies are pretty amazing. Much love from Nikki off of Winchester. P.S. Big shout-out to all my lovely friends.
I can't believe that people are just stealing people's wellies off their own feet now.
That's really bad.
Awful.
At least it's not as bad as the Dear Scott a few weeks ago. Do you remember where the guy was at the festival and someone weed into his wellies?
Yeah,
which
that's
was horrific.
Gross. One minute people are stealing tellies and stuff from shops, the next minute they're taking wellies off people's feet.
They are pricey, though.
Well, so?
That doesn't mean that you can nick them.
There's someone else's property.
When it's on their body.
I had to buy Scott's wellies for one big weekend. I remember he sent me off to a garden centre.
Well, no, you agreed to go to a garden centre because you were going anyway and you asked me.
Why were you going to the garden centre anyway?
To get my wellies.
Oh, right. So it wasn't a big
deal.
There
we are. You made that sound like I asked... No, that I made you go especially to the garden centre and I actually didn't. Stop that at once. Next.
Hi, Scott. Can you settle an argument in our office? Is 18 too old to go camping in your mum's back garden? Would you please advise Michael Stanley of your answer before 5pm? Gaz.
Okay, Gaz. When was the last time you camped in your mum's back garden?
When I was about 12. So I think it is too old, personally.
Did you do that thing where you think you're going to stay out all night? This is what I used to do. And then be like, actually, I'm bored of this now and it's cold. Let's go back in.
It's exactly like when I used to run away from home. When I got really moody, I'd run away. Mm-hmm. I'd get down the road and I'd realise this was a mistake and go back.
I used to do that all the time. And it's that thing where you're like, and your mum goes, oh, you're back then. Because she knows you're going to come back.
Yeah.
And you're like, When was the last time you did it, please?
Last summer.
Hey?
Camped in my boyfriend's parents' back garden.
How old were you then?
28.
Okay, good.
Well, I don't think it's you're ever too old to do it. I think it's fun.
But your mum has room so you can stay in her house, right?
Yeah, but sometimes it's more fun to camp in the garden. You know, okay. Give the tent a bit of an airing. It is more fun.
So
I don't know, it depends
you,
if you like camping or not, I guess.
So just you and your boyfriend in the back garden of your mum's house at the age of 28.
Watching Summer Heights High,
In the tent?
Yeah, get the laptop out. You can do it with all mod cons, you don't have to like...
Did you go in the house to use the loo or did you erect a full-on port-a-loo?
No, we would use the facilities.
Oh, okay, good. So only half camping, really. It's just the feeling of staying in a tent.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Good actual afternoon. It's 20 to 5. I'm Scott Mills. Hi. No one else feel they're in a lift now?
No, I think this music to me is French detective show.
Okay, yeah.
From the 1970s.
Cake.
Yes, please.
We all love a bit of cake, don't we?
Oh, yes.
We love cake. Cake. We love the cake. I love cake. You love cake. Fat kids love cake. Everyone loves cake. Now, you know when you call a cake shop, when you order one, you can have optional writing on it. With, you know, congratulations. You've got a new job. Happy birthday. Happy Mother's Day, etc. But we've called up today, well, Chris has, with some fairly different messages that they probably haven't heard before. And they've certainly never had these requests to pipe on a cake before, I don't think. So it's a simple guessing game. You can get some Scott Mills points out of this. It's just a simple yes or no guess. We called up a couple of cake shops. Will they write the message or not? We're going to do this by area. So first, we go to Becky's hometown, Bridgewater in Somerset, and a place called Shull's Bakery. Well, they write the message on the cake or not. I'm not going to tell you what the message is. You just got to guess.
Oh, not even the general gist?
Something to do with an escape plan.
No, I don't think they will.
They won't?
No.
Okay.
We've done something similar like this before, haven't we, with flowers and stuff?
We did it a few years ago with flower shops, and will they write any message on the card? So we thought we'd go for cakes this time. So you're saying Shull's Bakery, you must have been there, right, in Bridgewater?
Yeah, I used to get my sausage rolls there.
Right.
Before I went swimming.
But it's a no to the message on the cake.
Exercise equals extra food. No. Yes, I'm saying no.
Okay, let's find out. Let me know what you think. 8999, yes or no. Do this bakery in Bridgewater write the message on the cake or not? Will they agree to it?
Hello, Shull's Bakery, how can I help?
Hello there, I was looking at getting a cake for a mate.
Yeah.
Do you do writing on the cake?
Yes, we do.
So I'll probably look to get a large chocolate cake with writing on the top, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. You'd have to come in because we'd have to fill out a form for you, and then there's a price sheet in that as well.
Okay. I wanted to get quite a long message on the top. Could you just tell me if it's all right? I'll read it out to you.
Yep.
Have you got a pen?
Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. Roger.
Yeah.
I have put the nail file and baby hammer inside the cake.
Okay.
You will also find a small key.
Before I write this down, I might just need to check to see, because that seems like quite a lot of words. I'm not sure if we'll be able to do it for that long. Usually it's just something like happy birthday and that on it.
Definitely. It's quite a long message. We've got quite a big budget, though. If I can just tell you the message, and then you can tell me if it's a definite yes or a no before I come in.
Just give me 2 seconds, right, and I'll just find out for you, all right?
Oh.
Yeah, if you've got a big enough cake, it would be possible to do, like, quite a long piece on it. But because you need to put a deposit down before we ordered it in for you, you'd have to come in and fill out a form and stuff.
The only problem I'm going to have is I just can't really be seen around the area. I'll just read the message to you very quickly. Roger, I have put the nail file and baby hammer inside the cake. You will also find a small key. When you get out, the locker is 746 King's Cross Station. Further instructions will be in that locker. Good luck. Kiss.
Yeah, that would be fine. We could do that, but we'd need someone, if not you, to come in and put a deposit down before we rang it through.
Okay, that's fine. I'll come in soon.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yes! Epic win!
Not for you, because you said they wouldn't.
No, I didn't think they would.
But they will take part in that prison escape plan.
I love that.
We'll do another one in a minute. Podcast. So, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said yes, they would write that message on the cake about the prison escape. Got another one? So, what about Cakes for You in Blackpool? It's another cake shop in the Blackpool area. Let's say that we wanted a message on the cake that was something to do with somebody not working somewhere anymore. What do you think?
After that one, I'm going to say yes.
You think they will write it on the cake? You're quite surprised by that last one, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, let me know what you think, yes or no, to this one, Cakes for You in Blackpool. Will they write this message that we want on the cake?
Hello, Cakes for You.
Hello, I was looking at getting a cake for someone.
Okay.
Do you do writing on the cake?
We do on our cakes. We don't write on other people's cakes.
No, that's fine. Yeah, to be honest, I don't know much about cakes. I was hoping to just get a sort of large chocolate one.
We do. Our most popular is a standard size 8-inch cake in chocolate. I'm assuming covering it in sugar paste and then decorating it to suit. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be. I just need a message on the top, really.
We can do the writing. That's no problem at all.
Do you want to take it down?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Have you got a pen?
Yeah.
It's for a work colleague.
Mm-hmm.
If you can just write, Kevin.
Yep.
You're fired with immediate effect.
Yep.
We've seen the CCTV.
Yep.
It's gross misconduct. And you will now be escorted from the building.
Oh, God.
Finally, clear your desk.
Hang on. Gross misconduct. What was after it's gross misconduct?
You will now be escorted from the building.
Yep.
Clear your desk. Regards, Chris.
Regards. Right then, so you've got... Shall I read it back to you?
If you could.
Right, Kevin. You're fired with immediate effect. We've seen the CCTV... It's gross misconduct. You will be escorted from the building. Clear your desk. Regards, Chris.
That That's absolutely perfect.
And when did you want it for?
Yes! Give yourself 10 points if you said they agreed to put that on the cake. Have 10 points, my darling.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Look who's popped in. It's Lee Nelson.
Hello, BBC Radio 1. Hello, Scotty Mills, you legend.
You're right.
I'm loving it. I'm buzzing. I'm happy.
Now, last time I saw you was a couple of weeks ago in Edinburgh.
Yes, too right. I was there one night only. Me and Scotty done exactly the same show. Scotty was the main man. He was hosting the whole thing. It was our proper giggles. We had a big night out afterwards in Edinburgh. Innit? We had a right laugh, innit, people? Scotty took me to some bars I personally wouldn't have chosen myself, but it is good to meet new types of people, innit, Scotty?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you enjoyed our night.
tell me about that.
Yeah, we just had a little drink after the show, you know, to wind down and stuff.
It was a nice night out. New experiences all round, innit?
Yeah, that's right. You know, probably the first time you've been to Scotland, probably the first time you've been anywhere like that.
Exactly, man. But it was a rush. Do you get this in Scotland? People in Scotland got radios and all that.
Yeah, you get that all over. Yeah.
Shout out to all the Scotland people.
Yeah, they're there now. Now, what else have you been up to over the summer? You've been to, I don't know, have you been to any of the resorts this year? Magaluf, anywhere like that?
Scotty, you read my mind. Magaluf, me and the boys headed right out there. We had mental times last month. 12 of us went out. Only 8 of us made it back. Oh. God rest their souls. it was crazy, man. We was on a banana boat, and you know my fat legend best mate, Omelette.
Omelette, yeah.
Yeah, he took a bite of it.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, no. And that was the end of him?
That was the end of all of them, man. Oh, but
well. Sometimes Magaluf takes people, and that's the end, you know?
Is you a fan?
I've been there before. This year I was more about like Xanti and Cavos. I went to play them a couple of times. Really good. But it's the same kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, same vibes.
Same
crazy,
vibes.
Crazy out there.
Yeah, yeah. So I know that your new series has started on BBC Three.
Oh, yes. Two Right Series 2, Lee Nelson's real good show called And if you ain't seen it, man, where's all you lot been? Series 1, by the way, is out right now on DVD. You get two. Yeah, of course. Push it, man.
Push
two
it,
discs.
Push it.
We got tons of extra work. I worked so hard on that, Scotty, so I want to spread the love about that.
Yeah.
And my well good show, it's out right now, BBC Three. It's like a proper funny, well-mental half-hour for the old family. You know, you've got games, jokes, you've got banter, you've got my best mate and fat legend, Omelette.
Yeah.
He's eating, you've got my nan rapping.
Oh, she's back, your nan.
She's back. Can I do a shout out to my nan now?
Yeah, go.
Yes, hello, nan. Love you. She likes you, Scotty.
Does
a
she?
Lot, man. I know she'll be listening right now.
Quite popular with the nans.
Yeah. She's driving back from Leeds Festival.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
Yeah.
So it's Thursday?
Nah, she's a pretty slow driver.
Oh, okay. She had a good time, though, right?
She loved it out there, man. You know what she's like. She's mental.
Have you been watching, I don't know, watching any other TV recently? Been watching X Factor and all that?
Of course, Scotty. I'm an X Factor man. You know the score. We said that mental thing with George, innit? That was the big talking point. Me
George.
We were talking about that earlier, innit?
On the first episode.
Episode 1, he comes out, he does his stuff. He was a little bit naughty, wasn't he, to be honest?
He was a bit,
You know what? I was thinking, had Simon Cowell been there? Simon Cowell would have sorted the whole thing out, wouldn't he?
Right.
And I actually miss Simon Cowell since he gone to America.
You do?
I mean, not as much as the girl who does his Botox, but...
Good. Yeah, I miss him a bit, but I quite like the new judges. I like Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
Like her.
I definitely like Lisa.
You probably know her, right?
I know you would.
If
you're listening to Lisa... listen, I'm available for web chat after tonight's epi.
Tonight's epi. Yeah, all right, cool. I ask you, right, because I often look at you and you're often in the same outfit.
I look fresh, that's why you don't change your winning formula, innit?
True, but like, is there anyone that you style yourself on?
Nah, man, I don't really like star myself on people. I'm not fooling you, Scotty. If you can't see, because is there a webcam on? No,
not at the moment.
Scotty looks all right. A little bit like his nan dressed him in the dark. A little bit. But the
where
thing
do
is,
I get that style?
You just get that style. You know what? This is what I'm about. I'm about opening up to everyone. It don't matter what clothes you wear, does it? People should like just fling on whatever they like. Don't judge people on their clothes. That's the thing. I get judged all the time.
Really?
I know people take one look at me and my clothes, just think guilty.
Yeah.
And that's wrong, man. That's
it's wrong.
Wrong.
Just because of the clothes you wear, yeah.
Who's the nice girl in the the studio?
This is Becky.
Becky, yeah. Where have you been all my life, baby? Isn't it? You've got a nice outfit on yourself, Becky.
Thank you. Yeah. It's a nice navy blue cardigan.
Yeah, it would look even better on
the floor
of the disabled toilet.
Okay, good, right. Lee Nelson, tonight at 10:30 on BBC Three.
Me and Becky got business to attend to. Thank you for having us in, Scotty.
Thanks, Lee. Good.
Nice to see you tonight.
To pop in. See you later. Radio 1 Podcasts. I love a cake. More than that, I love a cake with a personalised message on it. Earlier today, my friend Chris here called out some cake shops in various areas of the UK and asked them to put special messages on the cake. They can either write them on or pipe them on. Sometimes they do it with like that lettering, like stencil lettering. It's very clever. So here comes some Scott Mills points. Pow. 10 of them. If you can guess, simple yes or no, would they write this message on the cake? This is Breckland Cake Design in Swaffham, Norfolk. And the lovely Anne that we spoke to. Is Anne going to write the message on the cake, whatever it is? Something to do with winning something.
Oh, yes.
Anne says yes.
Mm-hmm.
For 10 Scott Mills points, let me know if you think Anne says yes. Will she write it on the cake?
Good afternoon, Breckland Cake Design.
Hello there, I was looking at getting a cake for my missus.
Uh-huh.
Do you do writing on the cake?
Yes.
What
sort of thing was you thinking of?
I was hoping to get, like, quite a large chocolate cake, and I've got quite a long message to put on the top.
Right.
Do you have a pen, and I'll tell you the message?
Right, OK. Bear with me. OK, fire away.
Dear Sarah.
Dear Sarah.
I have a confession to make.
Dear Sarah. Right.
2 days ago.
Yep.
I won a share.
Yep.
Of the Euro Millions jackpot.
Yeah.
£31 million.
Oh, wait a minute, I've got lost here.
What have you got so far?
I've got, dear Sarah, I have a confession to make. 2 days ago, I won a share of the Euro Millions jackpot. And then it was the amount, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. 31 million.
Right.
I don't think we can go out anymore.
I think we can. Right.
If I'm honest.
Right.
I think with that kind of money.
Yeah.
I can find something better.
Yeah.
I just couldn't say it to your face.
Say it to. Right.
And then just finish it with something like, I'm off.
Off.
Yeah, I think that would do, and then maybe a kiss on the end.
Do you want, do you want an exclamation mark?
Yeah, okay, good idea.
With a kiss on the end. Right.
Can you possibly read that back to me?
Okay. Dear Sarah, I have a confession to make. 2 days ago, I won a share of the Euro Millions jackpot. 31 million. So we really need an exclamation mark after that.
Good idea.
I don't think we can go out anymore. If I'm honest, I think with that amount of money, I can find something better. I just couldn't say it to your face. I'm off. Exclamation mark with a kiss.
Perfect. Thank you.
Right.
I think that says what I meant.
Well, it sounds like it. The only thing is, you're going to need quite a big cake.
Epic win!
That is a massive epic win! Anne said yes. Give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said the same.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, bless Anne.
What have you got so far?
I've got, dear Sarah, I have a confession to make. 2 days ago, I won a share of the Euro Millions jackpot. And then it was the amount, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. 31 million.
She was good. I really liked it that she actually suggested that there should be an exclamation mark as well. Chris and Devon says that's the funniest thing I've heard for ages. Dan in Essex says that's the funniest thing I've ever heard on Radio 1. Really?
And then just finish it with something like, I'm off.
I'm off.
Yeah, I think that would do. And then maybe a kiss on the end.
Do you want, like, do you want an exclamation mark?
Yeah, okay, good idea.
I really think we should do some more of these. Someone says, did you actually buy the cake off Anne? No, what we did was we spoke to Anne afterwards and we explained that it was all a hilarious joke for our show and she was absolutely fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello. Do you want some Dear Scott, do you?
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak and the PR4L. Yesterday at the gym, there was a man running in the most peculiar fashion I've ever seen on the treadmill in front of me. And a woman next to him with the most see-through leggings I've ever seen in my life, with no shorts, which I think is inappropriate gym attire. Anyway, I caught myself in the mirror doing the worst face, judgment face. A lot of others next to me were also pulling the same face, as the running man was pretty hypnotising. I know how important faces are to you, so I thought I'd let you know. Love you, bye. Simon, originally off of Durham, but currently off of Melbourne, 22 and 5 months, 6'2", XXXX.
Hello, Australia. We get loads of Aussie people listening to our podcast now.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, how you going? You do it.
I can't do the voice.
Well, do it. Hey, how you going?
Hey, how you going?
And again in Australian accent. Hey, how you going?
Hey, mate. How's it going? Brilliant.
Really good. What faces have we got now? We've got massage face, we've got spoons.
Spoons.
What else have we got?
Base face.
Angry face. And then we've got this face, which is kind of like,
Really?
Really, though?
Yeah.
That's a new face to add to the list. Nice
judgment
one.
Judgment face.
Judgment face.
Hola, amigos. Scott, Chris, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, and anyone else chilling about.
Hola.
Me and my housemates decided to do a week of come dine with me, student style. Dishes such as bangers and mash, beans on toast, and jelly and ice cream. We even went through each other's rooms and used scorecards. This has made me think, who would you like to dine with in your own celebrity come dine with me special? And what would your dishes be? Much love, especially to you, Chris, winking smiley.
Aye.
Sarah, off of Manchester.
Who would you have on your celebrity come dine with me?
Have you not been on this yet? When are you going to do it?
I was going to do it, and then I chickened out.
Why?
So I haven't been asked since. I just don't think I'll be able to do it. I can't cook. If it goes in and goes ping, that's as good as it gets.
But that would do, wouldn't it? I mean, that would be quite funny.
I don't think you can make a whole show out of that. Who would you have on?
Well, it depends if you're going to do tactically. Like, do you want to go and have 3 really lush dinners? And in that case, I'd pick like Jamie Oliver, Sophie Dahl, all those ones, like the really nice chefs, knowing that you'd lose.
I just want to have a
or
laugh.
Or do you pick people that you think, oh, they'd be rubbish, so I'd definitely win the money?
For charity.
Yeah, for charity.
We should do a Radio 1
but
one.
I'm not going to be on a celebrity one, am I? I'm going to be on the real one where you get to keep the cash.
I'd like to do a Radio 1 come dine with me, but then I'd get thrashed in that as well because everyone's all about the baking here these days.
Yeah, they're about the baking, but are they about the mains?
Okay, cool. By the way,
it's a different skill, isn't it? Like cooking a cake and cooking...
You must have some people that you would invite on your wish list if you were a celebrity. Let's say you could have some other celebrities round for Come Dine With Me, even just in your house, not televised. Who would it be?
Probably go Jack Bauer.
Yeah.
Pixie Lott.
All right. And...
Allard.
What makes you say that?
Well, I don't know, he could give you some advice.
Pick another one.
Oh, God, no, you've got me here.
I'll come back to you. By the way, I did say that the Mumford & Sons track was by Kings of Leon. I'm getting all my tracks mixed up today. I just played Kings of Leon before the entertainment news. It was clearly Little Lion Man by Mumford & Sons. I'm sorry. Don't. I won't do it again. Oh, next.
Dear Scott, further to yesterday's email regarding the game Crisping, I wanted to let you know of a similar game that is played by my sister Kelly and her friends, known as Pegging. The object of this game is similar. An ordinary household peg is pegged onto either a friend, relative, or a complete stranger without their knowledge for you to snigger at behind their back. Extra laughter points are scored if you can manage to peg someone's hair. Curly hair, always an easy target for this. Thinking about the pros and cons of crisps versus pegs, pegs have so much more longevity and will cling on until some kind person tells you that you have been pegged. However, crisps are much cheaper than pegs and more readily available at social gatherings. Anyway, love you lots. Danielle, Jersey.
Okay, I like crisping, where you just put crisps on people at random. I also quite like pegging now.
Both these games now are just bringing back bad memories for me. Especially with the pegging one, where you put it on and no one notices. It reminds me of the time, I've said this before, when my ex-boyfriend kissed me on the cheek and deliberately put his chewing gum there, and I walked around Bicester Village or the shopping place with chewing gum on my face for at least 2 hours before I looked in the mirror.
What, so he placed it there on his tongue whilst giving the kiss?
Yeah, so he kissed me and then like went, oh, and he's obviously planned it. And then a massive lump of gum stuck on my cheek I didn't even notice.
A legend.
That's like the time he filled my bag with rocks and I carried it around thinking it was slightly heavy.
That was
like,
good.
Like, seriously.
Pegging is actually, it's Googleable now. Like, people doing it, people pegging everyone. If you search Wikipedia, pegging is on there. Nice. Have you thought of anyone yet?
I had a little thing, yeah. There's a player at Watford called Lloyd Doyley, who would... neither of you will know him. I suggest you Google him. He's brilliant.
Okay.
And he would be brilliant on Come Know Me. I think Robbie Savage would be great.
Yes, he would be good.
He would be good.
He'd have to wear one of those hair nets in the kitchen, though, because I wouldn't want any of that in my
Very unhygienic.
Mm. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.